United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims, it's again in session. Thank you, Steve.
So I understand you can't come to agreement. How far did you get?
May I, Your Honor?
You may.
To begin with, we attempted to identify the medical records in the RDA, and by my back-of-the-envelope calculations, that was 20 entries totaling approximately 915 pages. I want to ask my counsel to agree with those numbers. I'm sharing those numbers. If that's so, and then adding the 78 pages in the ROP, which is already public, that would leave approximately 450 pages at issue within the RDA. Appellant has offered to provide all 453 of those pages to the interveners, subject to a protective order that prohibits counsel of the intervener from disclosing those records further and obviates them to use for this case only. And second, that should the intervener in their brief wish to cite to some of the records in that 453, which we think they won't, but should they, that they first confer with us to see if the protective order may be lifted as to those documents so that they could be essentially included in the ROP. If we cannot work this out, then they would file their brief under seal and then make application to the court to
Yeah, that's too many steps, I think, from what I'm hearing. But I understand your position. So let me go through the record, the index. 272 to 311.
Your Honor, this may save some time. Because some of these records in here may include some medical information, we were not able to go through all of those pages just now. I would need further instruction from my client as to my ability to consent to the public disclosure of those. So at this time, unfortunately, I'm not...
Well, let me just make it clear. If the record is filed, the burden's on you to demonstrate why it would not be public, okay? What I'm trying to do here is get you guys to agree that the record is not filed at all, that the House be allowed to look at these records with the exception of these designated medical records, and we'll talk about whether you want to reserve an issue on that or not. That's what I'm trying to do. But the burden's clearly on you to show why these records would not be made public or available to the public if the public wanted to come in here and look at them. And I'm having a hard time why the claims folder, volume identifier, and some of these other records that are not listed as medical records, even in a CP exam inquiry, I'm having a hard time why that would be held, withheld from the public. What privacy interest you would have in that?
That's a good example, Your Honor. The CMP inquiries often include a short summary of medical information that provides the basis for the CMP exam. And so, depending on the summary in that particular inquiry, at least the summary of medical information portion of that inquiry is something you have privacy.
Well, the easier way is to identify those medical records that are clearly identified as medical records, come to agreement, keep them separate, and allow the House to review the rest of the record. And if that's agreeable, then I'll talk to the House on how much they want to retain on their issue and if I have to have these medical records filed here, et cetera.
And as to that point, Your Honor, to be clear, we consent to all of those.
All right, so let's go through and identify what is a... I don't want you coming back here, all right? So let's go through and identify what are... I see 272 as 311 being identified as medical records. Is there agreement on that?
Yes, Your Honor. The prior entry, 267-71, is one of those CMP inquiries, and so we would seek to include that because...
Whoa, wait a minute. To include the House from even seeing that or to keep it from the record? Because remember, if we don't file this record, the public doesn't see it, and it seems to me that's in the best interest of your client. And so what I'm trying to get is, fine, keep the medical records out, but let's do the medical records first.
Okay. Right. Your Honor, we would consent to including this that. 267-71
in the... okay. That is not a medical record.
Right.
All right. So then I have records from treatment facility 316 to 18.
Yes.
I have physician letter 323 to 24.
Yes.
I have service medical records 327 to 30.
Yes.
I have VA medical records 331 to 46.
Yes.
I have VA... treatment records 374 to 97.
Yes, sir. There's one that you passed over, Your Honor, 353 to 369.
response to requests for records?
Correct. And medical records is the end of that entry.
All right, we'll come back to that one then. I have medical opinion letter 411.
Yes.
Medical opinion letter 434 to 35.
Yes.
$496, the addendum.
Yeah,
and $479 to $489.
Yes.
The 506 to 18 examination reports.
Yes.
560 to 815 medical records.
Yes.
816 to 23 medical records.
Yes.
824 to 42.
Yes.
The is the duplicate medical records? No.
No, I don't think so.
And 848 to 1444.
Yes.
Anything else?
Yes, on that same page.
Yeah.
There are two others. 550 is the CMV your screenshot.
All right.
And 558 deserves another establishment screen. I'm not sure if they contain that golden.
Well, let's do those two first. Do you need to see those two? I mean, they're designated a service medical records establishment screen.
Your Honor, I have no idea what that document is. So
how is it going to be related to your...
Well, I don't know because I don't know what the document is based on the definition.
Well, if you have two issues here, one is the jurisdiction of this court.
The Article 3 jurisdiction, yes, Your Honor.
I'm not talking about Article 3 jurisdiction. I'm talking about this jurisdiction. When you get up to the Federal Circuit and you want to talk to them about their jurisdiction, you're welcome to do it. I'm talking about this jurisdiction right here.
But the court has adopted the Article 3 jurisdictional.
Well, but within the confines of the court's statutory jurisdiction, which is over board decisions. So, I mean, I hear you, what you're saying, but all you're giving me is this general, broad Article 3 jurisdiction. Tell me what it is specifically you think this court would not have authority to do over this board decision.
Your Honor, Ms. Cardona would not be entitled to spousal benefits, but she's also not entitled to benefits.
But she is entitled to benefits under board decisions that are not before this court, and this court is not going to go into them. I mean, I know you haven't practiced before this court. This court is not going to go into previous board decisions. This board decision found that she was receiving medical benefits, I believe, at an 80% disability rating. And we're not going to go into that, and you're not going to go into that. Not here.
Your Honor, we have an interest in resolving any potential factual issues as to her Article 3 standing.
They were resolved at the board. This is not a fact-finding court except for our jurisdiction.
Which includes Article 3 jurisdiction.
No, no, no. Only as to a controversy. Case or controversy, all right? Our jurisdiction is over board decisions. We don't have jurisdiction, civil jurisdiction. We don't have criminal jurisdiction. We don't have any of those. We have regular standing, and the standing comes by virtue of the fact that there's a board decision rendered that is adverse to the appellant. That's the standing. That's the law. Tell me what it is you would look at.
No, there still must be Article 3 standing. She must have a basis for her claim for disability. And if we aren't able to see...
No, she doesn't. Her basis for disability was decided a long time ago. Nobody can address that. No court can address it. It was decided a long time ago. These decisions giving her disability benefits were decided years ago. The secretary has no authority to appeal them. They may not be appealed. And this court can't go into them. No court can go into them. There is no authority. No, even the Article 3, even the Supreme Court, they can't go into them. All right? That's Congress is saying the secretary has the authority to make determinations favorable to the veteran.
But no statute can trump Article constitutional requirements.
But there's no constitutional requirement. Tell me what the constitutional requirement is.
The Article 3 requires a case of controversy.
The case of controversy here is that they were denied benefits. Spousal benefits. That's the case of controversy here. What you're trying to do is take board decisions that were rendered years ago, never appealed, and now attack them, and you can't do that. Now, you can reserve the right all you want, all right? And if you want to reserve it, you may do so. It doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not going to, I don't tell you what to do other than tell you that it doesn't make sense.
Okay, the other point is, I guess, a more practical one, which is, again, as I mentioned before, we're relying, not only on these very broad descriptions, but also on the Secretary's review of these documents. And
that happens in discovery all the time. You get a list from the appellants, and the judge makes a determination on relevance.
You no access to those documents.
No, no, that's not true. You might sit here and they have a filing cabinet, and they say the top filing cabinet is the medical records, and you want access to the entire filing cabinet, and you come in and you argue, and there's no relevance to medical records. You're not going to get those medical records. It's very clear in discovery. There's no relevance. You have to articulate the relevance of the documents. And I mean,
but that's, I'm not arguing.
If you can articulate why the secretary is totally untrustworthy on this, that's another basis. I suppose you could do it, but I'm not sure you're going to get there.
Your Honor, I wouldn't make that argument, but I would say that the secretary has a different interest in this case than the House. The secretary has.
So explain to me why medical records would be relevant to the jurisdiction of this court over the board decision or your arguments on the constitutionality of the statutes.
Your Honor, I mean, I understand. I think I've already made that point. The point I'm making now is that in determining what are medical records, we're relying on a very quick review by the secretary and the representations by the secretary and Ms. Cardona, who are the only parties who have access to the documents, as to what constitutes medical records.
All right, let's go back to the document. Service medical records establishment screen. What articulation can you give for why that might be relevant? You just don't know, right?
Yeah, Your Honor, I'm actually not... I think we've moved beyond the relevance because I've made my argument and I understand that you haven't accepted it. The point that I'm making now is that the only way that we are identifying medical records is based on this chart.
Correct.
And there may very well be things that are sort of grouped in with medical records because there's a section here that's, you know, 400 pages long and it's not, there's other documents in there that aren't just medical records. And that's the point that I'm making.
I think the secretary said they were all medical records.
Well, I mean, the secretary also said that they had some trouble identifying what particular documents were when we were going through these today.
I'm sorry, what is this?
The secretary was simply indicating that with certain of the administrative documents which he identified, he wasn't entirely sure what to call them.
Did you have any concern with the ones we identified as medical records?
The secretary was easily able to distinguish between medical records
and administrative records. All right, so I understand you would like to see 558. 550? The computers, CMP, computers, you know what CMP is?
I don't.
It's a compensation and pension.
Pension.
So it's a computer screenshot related to that. Is there any reason you need to see that?
Yes, I mean, that's not medical. That sounds like it's compensation related.
Well, it is their medical. But why would you object to that? For the House to see it? I mean, we've gotten to the point here where we have medical records identified, and now we're talking about a screen, no matter what's on it. The House sees it. The House either comes to want to use it in their brief, and we can seal it at that time if you can establish. Remember, the burden's on you now. If you can establish the privacy interests, et cetera. But at this point, to keep the record from being filed here publicly and having to establish, which I'm not sure you can right here today, and if you're not prepared, that's your problem. So why can't they look at it? And then you guys can decide if they want to use it.
As the court knows, we don't believe any of this is relevant, but the only privacy concern here was if that CMP screenshot includes medical information.
Well, you've submitted enough stuff in the ROP about her disabilities, et cetera. What do the CMP screenshots?
That's why I tried to
do. Would you want to confer with the secretary and see if he thinks it's going to have anything? I mean, at this point, I'd like to get this resolved, and it doesn't seem like there's any basis for being concerned.
Your Honor, we're prepared to include 550 in the records.
And 558?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything else that you wanted to include in medical?
There was one other item I think we reserved, Your Honor.
And that would be 353 to 69?
That's correct.
Response to requests for records, including authorization and consent form, and medical records. All right. So if the secretary identified the medical records, the response to request for records and the authorization and consent form are okay?
That's correct, Your Honor.
All right. All right, so at this point, the secretary is willing to let the House review, without filing anything, all of the documents except those that we've just discussed. Do you understand that, too?
I understand.
And is that correct?
Again, subject to a protective order.
We'll worry about the protective order now. We're talking about reviewing first.
I guess our consent to...
Well, let's identify what the documents are that would be reviewed before we get to your continued distrust of the House.
And, Your Honor, I understand. I mean, we reserve our position with respect to the records, but I understand.
No, we're going to get that. I'm going to have you put it down and articulate it very clearly as to the relevance of medical records to these two issues. But we'll get to that, all right?
Okay.
All right, so at this point, it seems to me we can have an agreement to review those portions other than treatment records, medical records, and the two or three additional documents we've identified, and the secretary needs to break out and submit another, our index breaking out 353 through 369, because some are medical records, which will be identified as medical records, and some are the response to requests for records, including authorization and consent form. And can you make that available tomorrow for the House to review?
The page numbers with
the entire claims file minus the medical records, and send in the clarification of the index for 356 to 369.
I can most likely have that prepared. Whether we can, is your honor?
No, I'm telling you, I'm asking you. These are, you got it right. You got the claims file.
We have a claim.
All right, so you'll have it prepared for tomorrow. The House will review it tomorrow.
Okay. This is the House coming to us to review
it. The House is coming to you to review it. That's what they said in their original briefing.
Hard copy?
What, if it's electronic, it's fine.
Okay.
You can raise your objections in a minute.
Your Honor, I just want to clarify. So we would actually have to go to the VA.
That's correct.
And review it. And
that's
so we
correct.
Would not have access to the documents.
At this point, you would have access to the documents that are electronically maintained by VA.
But only at the VA.
Only at the VA, that's correct.
So in terms of writing our brief, we have to take notes at the VA.
Yes. You said in your original briefing that you agreed to the secretary to review the documents.
I don't, Your Honor, that's what we meant by reviewing the
file. All right, well, that's what I'm accepting, all right? I see no reason in the world why you don't go over to VA and review the file. It's either there or here, all right?
Well, Your Honor, but as a practical matter, I mean, when you draft a brief, you typically have the documents.
As a practical matter, you have two issues. When you go over and look at these documents, you can identify what the issues are, what the documents are that you want to review. You can make a note of those that you may want and copy, and chances are they may give them to you, because we're going to get to a protective order in a minute. But at this particular point, you go over to the House tomorrow, to the VA tomorrow, you review the documents, you go through all the documents except those identified as medical and those clarified in the new index, which is being filed tomorrow, for 353 to 69. You're going to have access to everything there. You're going to go through and you're going to say, hey, these, and these may be relevant. And they're going to say, hey, those are already in the proposed ROP, or we have no objection to them being in the ROP because we really don't want the RBA entirely filed and have to demonstrate why it wouldn't be made public.
My understanding from the discussions of the parties and this things that have been filed publicly is that the House would actually be provided a copy.
You may be provided a copy of all the documents that you end up wanting, but I'm not going to have them give you a copy of all the documents that are listed here.
Okay.
All right? And once you go over and review them tomorrow.
Your Honor, I'm actually not available tomorrow, so I need to confer with.
There's several counsel that are listed on here. I don't see any reason in the world why you can't have a counsel over there. Do you have somebody back there, objection? You want to raise something? This is discovery. Go ahead.
Yes, I do, Your Honor. We've got briefs to be filed in the Second Circuit in another DOMA case tomorrow. We're working on a very large complaint in another matter involving the House. We've got several other DOMA matters and non-DOMA matters.
All right, will Monday work?
I've asked for at least a week's time for us to schedule something with the VA so we can do this in a manner that works for us.
All right, so by next Friday, you will have gone over to VA, examined these documents, identified those that you need or want, talk to both parties on the other side, the secretary and the appellant, try to come to agreement on them releasing you copies. All right, so you can take the copies that you feel you need that are relevant to this case after you look at them. And I suppose, if you have to come back here, we'll come back here. I don't see why we should have to do that. I mean, there's two counsel, you got the secretary, you got the House, we've got an appellant. At the end of the day, it seems to me you ought to be able to review this entire record. Identify those that are relevant. Remember, you have two issues, jurisdiction and constitutionality of the statutes. I'm going to come back to your order. Do we understand each other?
I understand,
Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, the House has already indicated that they would keep to themselves all the documents that they would review, except those that they would include in the record of proceedings. I have no reason to disbelieve the House. Can you present any?
No, Your Honor. Like the court, I'm operating a discovery framework and trying to adapt it to this court and this proceeding. And so when the producing party has concerns about records, it produces them, it doesn't hold them, but under a protective order designates them confidential, subject to the other side saying you've over-designated, it must be the court to decide. So that has kind of been my approach to the whole dispute here. Early on, offering to use the record subject to a protective order, so they were all out. I had not realized the court contemplated a physical review, so there were no concerns about it.
Okay, so let's go through the physical review, come to agreement on whether or not the House wants some additional documents. If they want to take documents and aren't going to use them in the record of proceedings, they're bound by their ethical obligations not to release them beyond this litigation, so I don't think we need a protective order there. Once they identify what they want in the record of proceedings, if you guys can agree that you can add some additional documents if they want them and go forth, let's get an agreement. If you can't agree, you can all file your motions and we'll see where we go from there. Because the record of proceedings is what gets filed electronically, but it is always available to the public if they want to come into the court here. And the representations, I believe, were that you'd only include in the record of proceedings what you believe is relevant to your issues.
That's correct.
So, presumably, you guys would agree with that, too, I would think, when we ultimately look at these particular documents and see whether they're relevant or not. Now, we have the issue of medical records. Do you want to reserve a position with regard to the medical records?
I do, Your Honor, and I just wanted to revisit the access to the other documents other than the medical records. I'm not sure, and maybe I'm overly optimistic here, I'm not sure that we had a disagreement among the parties regarding the House actually getting copies, ultimately, you know, a copy. And we're willing to hold that, keep that confidential within our office, and to the extent that we needed to discuss a document with our client, you know, the five members of the board, we could do that.
All right, so you're understanding and belief that there's no real objection to your getting a copy of these documents as long as you don't release them outside your own working relationship and don't put them in the record proceedings without pre-approval. That's your understanding.
That's correct, Your Honor.
That may be fair from the reading of the filings I've had. So, Secretary, do you have any problem with that?
Just Secretary, I have no issues.
And do you have any problem with that?
No, we do not, Your Honor.
All right, then you may have a copy of the documents. When can you provide them?
As soon as possible. I can finish it tomorrow. We can probably have it to them Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. All right. So we're going to get you all the documents. The only ones you're not going to get are the ones that we've identified, that the Secretary has identified as medical documents, and the few that we've included. You're still going to give me a new RBA page, an index, if you will, with a clarified 353 to 69, and tomorrow, if you could submit that, so we'll know exactly what are the medical record citations. I'm not going to, given the index that has been provided by the Secretary, I'm not going to give you access to the medical records, but if you would like to articulate to reserve, I'd like to hear your reasons why you would need the medical records.
Thank you, Your Honor. The reason that we need the medical records in this case is to establish, there's two reasons. One, to establish and to confirm Article 3 jurisdiction, that there's a case for controversy before we reach the constitutional issues in this case. This court, like any other court, and certainly like the Federal Circuit, should not reach a constitutional issue striking down two statutes before it confirms that there is Article 3 standing. And certainly, if this court feels as though it has some limited jurisdictional requirement to review Article 3 standing, certainly the Federal Circuit does not have that same restriction. So our need for the medical records is to confirm Article 3 standing in this case, or in the case that there may not be Article 3 standing, to raise that issue. And absent our access to those records, we can't do that.
And the articulation as to how the medical records could ever address that issue that you just stated.
The medical records could establish that Ms. Cardona either was not the time she received her benefits, or possibly is not now disabled, so that she wouldn't qualify for the underlying.
So you would ask this court to make a determination to reverse previous board decisions, and you think this court or any other court in the land has the jurisdiction to do that?
Your Honor, whether it reverses or remands, the question is not ultimately how the court decides that, but whether it can reach the constitutional issue. So it's not that we're asking necessarily for the court to overturn, but we're asking the court to confirm its jurisdiction to reach the constitutional issues in this case. And the reason we're doing that is a very practical one, because we have concerns that if we were to take this case to the Federal Circuit or to the Supreme Court and these issues weren't resolved now, this case could, you know, a year from now be in front of the Federal Circuit or even the Supreme Court, and those issues wouldn't be resolved. And so we're trying to do that now, so they don't come up.
All right. If I could understand at all the basis for which you have expressed the Article 3 jurisdiction, which we do have, case or controversy, you're absolutely correct. But if I could understand in any way, shape, or form that a board decision has been rendered, or in some way, shape, or form that you could attack previous board decisions and become final, I could go further with this, but I can't, all right?
Okay.
So you reserve a right with regard to the medical records based on the index the secretary has given. You will not have access to them. The secretary will provide by next Tuesday a full copy of all the remaining documents. By tomorrow, you provide a new index to both parties, or file it. And we will then have the order that I issue. We'll summarize that, and we'll also summarize the briefing schedule, which will pick up from where it was. Did you have a question?
Yes, Your Honor. It would seem that this issue would remain outstanding in terms of what can be contested.
As far as the medical records?
As far as the medical record, but as far as more
appellant wants to seek a panel review, you can get a panel review. Appellant wants to try and go interlocutory to the Federal Circuit, they can do it. You can do anything you want. I can't tell you not to do it. Have forth. Go forth and do good. I'm just trying to tell you, as I sit here and as I've thought about this thing and as I've listened to you, and I'm just can't get there. All right? So that's you can decide afterwards what you want to do with it, but you've reserved the right. Anything else?
Nothing for appellant, huh?
All right, we will adjourn.
All right.